Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you again for joining us for the online cheer. Don't be alarmed. I'm not Rabbi Hagai Elitzur. He will be with us in a moment. But I just want to take this opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Sam Meadow. I'm the executive director of the Kollel, and I just wanted to welcome you all to the online cheer and thank you for joining us again this week. I also wanted to thank Jamie and Larry Leonard for generously sponsoring this week's cheer, commemorating the Shloshim of Mr. Frank Borg, Fraim Ben Moshe. We are thankful for their participation in this and appreciative of everyone who is able to sponsor this year so we can, God willing, continue to give it for the many next several weeks. And again, we appreciate your patience as we move forward with this online cheer. Again, we welcome any questions and comments you have moving forward if you have any issues with it. So, without any further delay, I'm going to welcome Rabbi Hagai Elitzur to sit down and share some words of Torah with you. Thank you.
Susan Robinson has arrived.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. To the one of you that doesn't know me, my name is Hagai Elitzur. I'm one of the Kollel fellow from Torah Mitzion, from Eretz Israel. We came last December, and today we are going to talk about Sefer Ahava, the second book of Yad HaChazaka. And we will start with the Hakdama of Rambam of the Yad HaChazaka, that he explained how does he split all the halachot to the books. So let's see. In source number one, you have in front of you. You can zoom. You can make zoom in down the page. You have a bottom of zoom in. You can make zoom in and see source number one. V'ra'iti lechalek chibur ze le'arba'a asar sfarim. Sefer rishon echlol bo kol ha'mitzvot she'nikar dat Moshe Rabenu ve'tzarich adam leida otan tchilat hakol kegon ichud shmo baruch hu ve'isur avodah zara ve'karati shem sefer ze sefer amada. So this is the first book, the Sefer Amada, that you have learned with Rabbi Brand last week. And the second, Sefer Sheni, Echlol bo ha-mitzvot shehen tadirot. In the second book, I'm going to include all the everyday mitzvot. Shenistavenu bahem kedei le'ehov et ha-makom ulezochro tamid. The purpose of this mitzvot is to love Hashem and remember Him all the time. Kegon kriyat shema, utfila, utfilin, uvrachot. Like kriyat shema, and tefillah, and tefillin, uvrachot. Umila bichlalan, and I say the Rambam, I include Brit Mila in this book. Lefi shehi ot bivsarenu leazkir tamid b'sha'a she'en sham lo tefillin ve'lo tzitzit v'chayotze bahem. I include the Brit Mila because it reminds us when we don't have tzitzit or tefillin or any other mitzvah, even though we are naked, we still have Brit Mila. To remind us Hashem. וקראתי שם ספר זה ספר אהבה. And the name of this book is אהבה, love, because of loving Hashem. So we can understand two things from this הקדמה. One is the priority of the Rambam. First, we have to know ספר המדע, לדעת. We have to know. This is the first step. You have to know. And the second is to love. How can you love? We're starting with no, and then you can love. It's like we learn in a Sefer Shemot, Na'aseh v'nishma. So you have to know Hashem, and then you can love Him. This is one thing we can understand. The other thing is very, very deep, I think, not just for loving Hashem, for any love, each love in the world, that if you want to love, what does it mean to love someone? It means to remember Him. This is what the Rambam said. All these mitzvot I include, said the Rambam, in this book, is about remember Hashem, like tzitzit, uzchartem et kol mitzvot Hashem, and tefillin, everything that surround us, mezuzah, sefer Torah, that remind us Hashem. And he said two things. One, to love means to remember. And the other thing, you have to work on it. It's not natural thing. You have to work hard to remember the one you love. And this means to love someone. So all this Hakdama of the Rambam, I think, based on a Midrash. that include all these ideas and all these mitzvot in one package. Let's see in source number 2, this is the Midrash Tehillim, Mizmor Vav. The sixth chapter of Tehillim, starting with Lamnatzeach al Hashminit. So Shminit is, in one hand, it's a name of something that you made music in, and in the other hand, it's the number 8. So said the Midrash, source number 2. Rabbi Meir היה אומר, אדם מעוטף במצוות. A man surrounded in מצוות. תפילין בראשו ובזרועו, וארבע ציציותיו מקיפות אותו מארבע רוחותיו, וברית על בשרו, נכנס לביתו מזוזה בפתחו, תמצא שבע מצוות מקיפות אותו כחומה. He has seven everyday מצוות that surround him. Four ציציות, one, the fifth is תפילין, the sixth is Brit Mila, and the seven is Mezuzah. והוא שדוד אמר חונה מלאך השם סביב ליריעה ויחלצם. This is a pasuk from Tehillim that expresses this idea that we surround with mitzvot. כיוון שנכנס לבית המרחץ הוא מביט בעצמו ואומר הרי נעברו מן המצוות. When you take a shower, a man look at itself and said, I'm naked from mitzvot. I don't have any mitzvah that protect me from the world. וכשהוא מסתכל במילה ששקולה כנגד כל המצוות, דעתו מתקררה. When he see the Brit Milah that it's against all תרי"ג מצוות, he said, oh, okay, I have one mitzvah to remind me. כיוון שראה דוד כך, אמר, הרי אני מזמר עליה למנצח על השמינית, על המילה שנתונה בשמינית. דוד saw it, this idea, and said, למנצח על השמינית. This is Brit Milah that we made in the eighth day. So I think this is what the background for the decision of Rambam to include all these mitzvot in one book that's called Sefer Ahava. Source number 3, this is the Hakdama for Sefer Ahava itself. Beshem Hashem El Olam, Ma Ahavti Toratecha Kol Hayom Misichati, Sefer Sheni Vehu Sefer Ahava, Hilchotav Shesh Vezehu Sidoran, there are six parts to this book. Hilchot Kriyat Shema, this is the first one is Hilchot Kriyat Shema, the second Hilchot Tfilah Uvirkat Kohanim, the third הלכות תפילין ומזוזה וספר תורה. The fourth, הלכות ציצית. The fifth, הלכות ברכות. And the sixth, הלכות מילה, ברית מילה. And we have, said the Rambam in source number 3, you can see it, we have 11 מצוות עשה in this book. Like תפילה and תפילין and everything else. So this is source number 3. In the second page, source number 4, I made one, most of the halachot here I took from Project Ashut of Bar Ilan, from the computer, but I just wanted to see the how Tzurat Adaf, how the page of Yad HaChazakah looks like. So this is Tzurat Adaf, in the middle we can see the Rambam, and it's around all Parshanim that made comments on the Rambam. So let's see הלכות, and then we will talk about the comments. So, in הלכה א', this is הלכות קריאת שמה, the first one, הלכה א', said רמב״ם. פעמיים בכל יום קוראים קריאת שמה, בערב ובבוקר. We have to say קריאת שמה twice a day. שנאמר, ובשוכבך ובקומך, בשעה שדרך בני אדם שוכבין, וזהו לילה, בשעה שדרך בני אדם עומדין, וזהו יום. So the פסוק said, בשוכבך ובקומך, when you are going to sleep, and when you are waking up. So this is the two things, and it's looked to us very obvious. So this is how halacha is built. First we have the din, and then we have the explanation or the source. But this is a great chiddush of the Rambam, that he took all the halachot that was in the Talmud and ordered them and edited them like this, through topics and not through the Talmud, because Rav Alfas, for example, made the same thing. He made all the halachot, but he made it on the order of the Talmud, and like every all other parshanim about the Talmud do like this. But Rambam has a very very big revolution, very big chidush. He edited the halachot according to the topic, like halachot kriyat shema and everything else, and not according to the Talmud. So it's very very unique and it's beautiful. You can see in all this, you have the din and then the source, the din and the reason. It's very, very beautiful, very, very, like, in halacha bet. Umau kore, so what are you doing? What is kriyat shema? Shlosha parshiyot eluhen, shema v'ayayim shamoa v'yomer, like we know, shema Yisrael, v'ayayim shamoa v'yomer. Umakdimin likrot parashat shema, now he explained the order. He said the din, and now he gives us the explanation. ומקדימים לקרות פרשת שמע מפני שיש בייחוד השם ואהבתו בתלמודו שהוא העיקר הגדול שהכל תלוי בו. We're starting with שמה because this is the foundation for everything. ואחריה והיה עם שמוע שיש בה ציווי על שאר כל המצוות. פרשת והיה עם שמוע is the second because this is about all other מצוות. It's שכר ועונש for all the מצוות. ואחר כך פרשת ציצית שגם He yes but zivui zchirat kol mitzvot, and then tzitzit that have that the purpose is to remind us all mitzvot, all the mitzvot. So this is how the Rambam built his halachot. First we have the din, and then we have the reason or the source to this din. So this is ilchot kriyat shema. The second thing I want to learn from this page is how does it build? Who is the comments on the Rambam? So there are many comments on the Rambam, but I want to deal with three of them. One is Ravad. Ravad Chai, he lived in the after the Rambam, and he has comments. We will see in the continuation comments of Ravad on the Rambam. Here we don't have his comments because on this specific halachot he didn't have any comments. Surround the Rambam, we have Kesef Mishneh. Kesef Mishneh for Halacha is the most important comments on the Rambam because Rabbi Yosef Karo that wrote Shulchan Aruch wrote Kesef Mishneh on the Rambam. So we can understand from these comments what is the sources, what is the reasons for Rabbi Yosef Karo to decide what is the Halacha. Because we see what Rambam said and Shulchan Aruch sometimes posek like Rambam and sometimes not. So we can see from these comments why is that, why he decided to took what Rambam said and why not. And all these comments is about the Gemara. He brings the sources of the halacha of the Rambam. So the Rambam said, Pe'amim, like halacha alef, Pe'amim bechol yom korin kriyat shema, Pe'amayim bechol yom korin kriyat shema ba'erev u'baboker. So the Kesef Mishneh explain what is the source and everything else. Rabbi Yosef Karo from the 16th century. Here we can see Lechem Mishneh. This is Rabbi Avraham Dibutan. He was lived approximately like Rabbi Yosef Karo, and Mishneh LaMelech that we have it. This is Rabbi Yehuda beRabbi Shmuel Rozanis. This is late, like 18th century. And Migdal Oz in the bottom of this page was Rabbi Shem Tov ben Avraham Ibn Gaon. He was very very early, like 14th century. So this is how the Yad Chazaka looks like. So now I want to do a previous to take from every part of Sefer Ahava one or two halachot to understand the big picture of Sefer Ahava. When we're coming to learn from Rambam, usually we have two problems. One is Rambam is not our posek; he's just one of, he's only the one of three that Shulchan Aruch based on. Shulchan Aruch based on Shlosha Amudei Hora'ah, three foundation, Rambam, Rosh, and Rav Alfas. So it's very, very, we have to be very careful when we learn halacha from Rambam because sometimes it's not halacha lemaase. Second problem is that we don't have much time now to learn all this sefer. So I picked up one principle that we will see in all halachot, in all the halachot in Sefer Ahava. It's a little secret, very, very, I like it very much. Usually, the Rambam in the end of every session, in the end of every part of halachot, he bring is the idea of the halacha, the value. What is so unique in this halacha? What is so valuable? So this is what I want to do today: to take every halacha here, like Hilchot Tefillah and Tefillin, all the halachot of Sefer Ahava, and see the last halacha. What does the Rambam think that this value of this mitzvah, what is unique on this mitzvah? So let's see in source number 5. This is from Hilchot Tefillah. We saw Hilchot Kriyat Shema. Now we will go to Hilchot Tefillah and Siat Kapayim. This is Perek Tetvav, the 15th chapter. הלכה י"ב, זה לאסת הלכה. כל כהן שאינו עולה לדוכן, אף על פי שביטל מצוות עשה אחת, הרי זה כעובר על שלוש עשה, שנאמר, כה תברכו את בני ישראל, אמור להם, ושמו את שמי. So, although if כהן is not going to make ברכת כהנים, this is just only one מצוות עשה, so Rambam it's like three. And then he say, a beautiful thing. וכל כהן שאינו מברך, אינו מתברך. If you are not blessing other, you are not blessed yourself. וכל כהן המברך מתברך. And if the כהן bless others, so he get blessed as well. שנאמר, ואברכה מברכך, זה פסוק, ואברכה מברכך ומקללך האור. So, said Hashem, if you are, I'm going to bless, said to Am Israel, I'm going to bless the one who bless you. So this is about the Kohen. So it's not just if he is not doing Birkat Kohanim, he is mevatel b'mitzvat aseh. He is also not getting blessed in himself. So this is the end of Ilchot Nesiat Kapayim. Source number 6, this is the end of Tfilin, Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. Let's see what the Rambam thinks about Tfilin first. This is Perek Daled, the first four fourth chapter here dealing with tefillin, and then in the end said the Rambam like this, הלכה כף ה, קדושת תפילין קדושתן גדולה היא. The holiness of tefillin is very very strong. Why? שכל זמן שהתפילין בראשו של אדם ועל זרועותיו הוא ענב וירא שמיים ואינו נמשך בשחוק ובשיחה בטלה ואינו מהרהר מחשבות רעות אלא מפנה ליבו בדברי האמת והצדק. So if you have tefillin on you, so you are not going to think about things that are not appropriate, and you are only think about Torah and mitzvot and about Hashem. לפיכך צריך אדם להשתדל להיותן עליו כל היום, שמצוותן ככה. The original mitzvah, we are not doing it today, but the original mitzvah said the Rambam, that the tefillin will be on us all day, and will remind us Hashem all day. אמרו עליו על רב, תלמידו של רבנו הקדוש, רב was Amora, from the Gemara, from the first generation of Amoraim. So he was a student of Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, רבנו הקדוש, that was the last generation of Tanaim. Rabbi editing the Mishnah, and then the era of Tanaim ended, and Rav was his student. So the Gemara said about Rav, שכל ימיו לא ראו שהלך ארבע אמות בלא תורה. או בלא ציצית או בלא תפילין. He wasn't going even 4 feet without Torah. תפילין or ציצית on him. And then said, continue the Rambam הלכה כפוו. אף על פי שמצוותן ללובשן כל היום, although the original mitzvah is every day, all day, בשעת תפילה יותר מן הכל. When you are davening, this is the most important to put תפילין on you. אמרו חכמים, כל הקורא קריאת שמע בלא תפילין, כאילו מעיד עדות שקר בעצמו. If you are saying קריאת שמע and you are not wearing תפילין, קריאת שמע said, וקשרתם לאות על ידיך והיו לתותפות בין עיניך. If you are saying קריאת שמע and you don't have תפילין, it's like a fake testimony. וכל שאינו מניח תפילין עובר בשמונה עשה. If you are not putting תפילין all day, at all, it's like not one mitzvat aseh, it's eight. Why? שהרי בארבע פרשיות ציווה על תפילין של ראש ועל תפילין של יד. There are four sources in the Torah for תפילין של ראש and תפילין של יד. So, תפילין של ראש, four, תפילין של יד, another four, so eight mitzvot aseh. וכל הרגיל בתפילין, if you are regular, you make תפילין every day, מאריך ימים. So you are going to be very old. Okay, so this is about תפילין. Let's see about mezuzah. Source number 7, הלכה יוד גימל. חייב אדם להיזהר במזוזה מפני שהיא חובת הכל תמיד. You have to be very careful in this mitzvah because it's obligation for everyone always. וכל זמן שיכנס ויצא יפגע בייחוד השם שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא ויזכור אהבתו ויאור משנתו ושגיותיו בהבלי הזמן. I think what the Rambam said here, that if you are going out from your home, you see the mezuzah, and when you go out to the world, you remember Hashem. It's a very, very important point. when you are going out from your home. In your home, everything is good, you're surrounded with mitzvot. You are going out to the world, you see the mezuzah, and you remember Hashem when you are going out. וידע שאין דבר העומד לעולם ולעולמי עולמים, אלא ידיעת צור העולם. ומיד הוא חוזר לדעתו והולך בדרכי מישרים. אמרו חכמים הראשונים, כל מי שיש לו תפילין בראשו ובזרועו, וציצית בבגדו ומזוזה בפתחו, מוחזק הוא שלא יחטא. If you have תפילין in your arm and your head, and you have ציצית and מזוזה, you are not going to make sins. שהרי יש לו מזכירים רבים, והן הם המלאכים שמצילים אותו מלאכתו, שנאמר חונה מלאך השם סביב ליראה ויחלצם. This is the Rambam quotes the midrash that we saw in the beginning, that if you are surrounded with mitzvot, it's like an angels that protect you from getting sin. And source number 8, this is the end of Ilchot, of Sefer Torah. כל מי שיושב לפני ספר תורה יושב בכובד ראש באימה ופחד שהוא העד הנאמן לכל באי עולם. If you are sitting in front of ספר תורה, you have to be very very respect, very very serious. אמרו חכמים הראשונים, כל המחלל את התורה גופו מחולל על הבריות, וכל המכבד את התורה גופו מכובד על הבריות. If you are respect the Torah, so your body will be respect in front of the all the people. So this is about Torah. Source number 9 in the next page. Ilchot Tzitzit, the end of Ilchot Tzitzit. Halacha Yud Bet, Le'olam Yehe Adam Zahir B'Mitzvah Tzitzit. You have to be very careful in this mitzvah, like Rambam said about mitzvat mezuzah. She'arei ha'katuv shkala v'tala b'kol ha'mitzvot kulan. שנאמר, וראיתם אותו, וזכרתם את כל מצוות השם. This is very simple, said the Rambam. מצוות ציצית, it's like, it's worth like the all תרי"ג מצוות, because ציצית itself reminds us all the מצוות. So this is like all the מצוות. We have to be very, very careful in this מצווה. And I think it's something that we, like, we wear it every day, and it's amazing. We have things on us that reminds us all day, all the time, all the mitzvot. Source number 10. This is Ilchot Brachot. Just a tiny recommendation for you. If you have the time, see in chapter 9, there is a brilliant distinguish that Rambam said between all the kinds of the Brachot. It's very, very brilliant, and it's very, very like you understand the Brachot very well after you see this chapter. So this is my recommendation for today. So said the Rambam in source number 10, end of Ilchot Brachot. כל דבר שהוא מנהג, אף על פי שמנהג נביאים הוא, כגון נטילת ערבה בשביעי של חג, everything that is מנהג is not from the Oraita, it's just מנהג like ערבה in אושן הרבה, ואין צריך לומר מנהג חכמים, כגון קריאת הלל בראשי חודשים ובחולו של מועד של פסח, אין מברכין עליו. said the Rambam, you are not going to make ברכה on things that is not the oraita, is not, if it just minhag, you are not doing bracha on it. וכן כל דבר שיסתפק לך אם טעון ברכה, אם לאו, עושים אותו בלא ברכה. If you have doubt, you don't know if what ברכה is supposed to do. If I need to do ברכה, you are doing it without ברכה. ולעולם יזהר אדם בברכה שאינה צריכה וירבה בברכות הצריכות. וכן דוד אמר בכל יום אברכך, said the Rambam, ברכות, it's very very serious business. You have to be very very careful doing what you do, but not doing when you are not supposed to do. So if you have doubt of it's not from the Oraita, don't do bracha. I'm sure that everyone here that hears this halacha knows that we are not doing it. We're saying bracha on halel, and we're saying a lot of brachot of minhagim and things like that. So this is one halacha, example for halacha that Shulchan Aruch doesn't posek like the Rambam. And here we have a Sagot HaRavad. So the Ravad comments this on the Rambam. Katav HaRavad, Amar Avraham, the name of Ravad was Avraham. So all the comments of the Ravad on the Rambam, starting with Aleph Aleph, so this is Amar Avraham. נראה לי שלא אמרו שלא אמרו אלא על חולו של פסח בלבד, אבל על של ראש חודש בברכה תקנו כדי לפרסמו של ראש חודש. This is about הלל. הלל that you are doing without ברכה, it's just on חול המועד, but not on ראש חודש. This is what the Sfaradim today do. They are not doing ברכה of הלל if it's not הלל שלם, like we're doing in ראש חודש. ואנו מנהגנו לברך בכולן. So the right, but we are made in ברכה for everything. So this is just an example for the comments on the Rambam, and we are going to end with Ilchot Brit Milah, source number 11, the end of Ilchot Brit Milah. I see here that Matan Meital said exactly the same thing, that if it's not Halel Shalem, Sfaradim are not doing bracha. This is like the Rambam, very very correct. Source number 11, Rambam Ilchot Milah. The end of הלכות מילה. בואו ראה כמה חמורה מילה. מילה is very very serious business. Why? שלא נתלה למשה רבנו עליה אפילו שעה אחת, אף על פי שהיה בדרך. When Moshe got his big שליחות to save עם ישראל from מצרים. So, והיא בדרך במלון. The story of the Torah tells us that Hashem wants to kill him because he didn't do ברית מילה for Eliezer, his second son. And he said about the Brit, וכל מצוות התורה נחרטו עליהן שלוש בריתות. All the מצוות of the Torah is three בריתות. But ברית מילה, he said in the continuation, I'm not going to read it because we're running out of time, he said it's eight בריתות. ברית מילה, it's one ברית, but we have like eight בריתות in one ברית. So this is, I think, ספר אהבה, it's about all the מצוות that surround us, all the things that have to remind us Hashem and mitzvot, and I think this is the lesson from Sefer Ahava, from the Rambam, that if you want to love Hashem and if you want to love someone, you have to remind yourself every day, every time, even when you are naked, is that He is with you all the time. Thank you very much. If you have a question, I'll be very very I appreciate to hear them, and I want to thank again to the Leonards about this shiur, and thank you all for coming. Next week, this is Shavuot, so we are not going to meet, but the other after the next week, we are going to meet as usual with the next book of Rambam, that this is Sefer Zmanim, about all the Moadim and Shabbat. Thank you very much.
Beautiful. I think, Mr. Stein, I think you just arrived. We just concluded, actually, but we hopefully we'll have a recording that we can send you the link to. So if you're still on there and you can hear me, you're actually on mute right now. We can't unmute you, but we will send you the recording. All right, thank you.
Yeah, we're good.
אנחנו מחדשים את זה.
beautiful. It was many people.